is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what's influencing the cattle markets today?
Well, Leslie, I don't think there's anything fresh out there fundamental-wise that's moving our market. Although we were up and down today, the one key is we have yet to take out, and we didn't do it today either, the latest set of highs in either live cattle or feeder cattle to the upside. We get up close to it, then we back off, and despite trading mix, we ended up closing mostly negative today. Choice box beef at mid-morning, $1.67 higher, selects up $1.97. Good movement of 121 loads. Saw 96,000 head cattle killed today, a little bit on the low side. On the close, April live cattle were 47 cents higher, but June cattle down 10. May feeders were 25 lower, with August feeders down 35, and June lean hogs 45 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
The promise made more than 20 years ago continues today. The commitment of Oklahoma's oil and natural gas industry to clean up the remnants of abandoned well sites has enhanced the beauty of our state more than 14,000 times over. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to cleaning up the remains of decades-old abandoned well sites. And while we are proud of our progress, our job is not finished. Oklahomans who work, play, and live in the land we call home have a right to the beauty and productivity they can take pride in once again. It's our foundation and pledge to future generations. OERB is proud to serve our neighbors in our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
Tom, what pushed the grain markets higher?
Well, Leslie, it seemed to be more technical and fund buying that also went through buy stops to help this market out. Keep in mind, we saw large losses yesterday in the wheat and the corn, and our soybeans saw moderate gains yesterday. Well, today, after a little bit of two-sided trading early in the session, we saw all these markets come back and trade positive the rest of the session, close positive today, and there is no fresh news out there to go along with it. I think a little bit maybe oversold conditions yesterday technically in the wheat and corn saw help some of that correction to the upside. On the close today, May KC wheat 12 and 3 quarters higher, July KC 12 cents higher, May Chicago wheat closed up 16 and 3 quarters, May corn closed 5 and a half higher with July corn up 5 and 3 quarters, May soybeans up 16 and a half with July up 16 and 3 quarters, but May cotton 52 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.